Matthew chapter 6. Our message today will be just a little bit different than normal, and we trust it will bless you as much in hearing it as it did me in preparing it. We had some holidays the last couple of weeks, and we were able to draw aside for just a little while and put together something that really describes our treasure. And this morning, I trust that in 2008 that you'll focus on your treasure. Think about that now. Focus on your treasure. You say, well, what treasure do I have? Jesus talked about that in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, beginning in verse 19. We'll give the choir just a moment to be able to be seated comfortably and get their Bibles open. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 19. Where is your real treasure today? When we start thinking about our homes and our families and our companions and our children and what little dab we might have in a fund somewhere, at a home, whatever, we might neglect to focus on our real treasure. Our real treasure. And let me encourage you this year, all of 2008, number one, to thank God for all the blessings of 2007. But I want to challenge you and encourage you to focus on your treasure right now. Amen. Right now. Amen. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, short scripture, one little verse. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now Jesus said that. Red letter, right? He says that again. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Well, let me ask it a different way. Where is your heart? It's where your treasure is. Where is your treasure? It's where your heart is. They go together. And this morning, I want to share a message with you on what we need to focus on in 2008. And you say, well, Pastor, you just don't realize my mind's going 10,000 miles an hour in 25 different directions all the time. Here's something that you need to focus on. Above all else, make it a priority in your life. Focus on what we're going to be talking about today, and that's your real treasure. I want to share with you today what the Lord gave me in the last couple of weeks. And I'm glad when I got saved, I felt it. You know, some people say when you get saved, it's not feelings. Well, I felt it. And I hadn't got over it yet. I hope I never get over it. I hope I never get over the fact that a loving, merciful, gracious God saw fit to save an ungracious, unmerciful, lost, hell-bound sinner like me. I'll never get over that. Thank God for that. I still have chill bumps and joy fills my soul and happiness is in my heart and a smile's on my face when I think about my real treasure, because that's where my heart is. Jesus is altogether lovely. He saves us. And He keeps us by His power from sin and death. He has given to us a robe of righteousness. He extends His mercy, His long-suffering, His love, His kindness, His tenderness, His healing, and His compassion. He is our shield. He is our defender. He's our rock. He's our hiding place. He is our provider. He is our counselor. He is our great shepherd. He is our friend. And He is one that sticketh closer than a brother. He is the keeper of the vineyard. He is the husbandman. He is the source of all blessings. He restores. He rescues, He forgives and He redeems.
Amen.
Let me tell you about my treasure. We're talking about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He restores, He rescues, He forgives, and He redeems. Now it's going to get better, so just hang on. I mean, I had me a time putting this one together. On what I've got, the real treasure that I have, because Jesus has saved my soul. Thank God for that precious blood. Jesus is the real treasure. He is our victor. He is the captain of the host. He is our banner. He is our standard. He is mighty in battle. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Jesus is crowned with glory and with honor. He is our Savior. He's our sanctifier. He is our Redeemer. He's our merciful and faithful High Priest. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. Let me tell you about my treasure. He was dead, but now He is alive forevermore. And He is seated. And He is seated at the right hand of God. And I said seated because it's finished. Jesus, let me tell you about my treasure. He destroyed death. He led captivity captive. He is the great apostle of our faith. He is the supreme sacrifice. He is the spotless and blameless lamb. He is our anchor. He is our strong power. He is our strong tower. He is our shield. He is our defender. And He is and was and always will be the Ancient of Days before the first day began. He is the forerunner. The firstborn among many brethren. He is the surety of a better testament. And He comes from the unchangeable priesthood. He is able to save to the uttermost.
Amen.
Let me tell you about my treasure. His presence doesn't cast any shadow because He is the light that lights the heavenly city of God. He is the light of the world and the giver of life. He is the way. He is the truth. And He is the life. He is the treasure, the pearl of great price. He's more precious than the finest gold.
Yes.
He was the rock of ages before any mountain peaks were formed. He was the bread of life before there was any grain. He was the lily of the valley before there was any flowers on this earth. He is the eternal intercessor, and He is holy. He is harmless. He is undefiled. He is separate from sinners. He is higher than the heavens. He makes His enemies His footstool and laughs at His adversaries. Let me tell you about my treasure. He came from eternal glory to the depths of humiliation. He left heaven's throne for a pile of straw in a manger. He sacrificed infinite riches to embrace poverty. He bade farewell to heaven's love to receive men's hatred and shame. Let me tell you about my treasure. He surrendered heaven's adoration to suffer scorn. And He turned from the celestial bliss and life with cherubims and seraphims to die between two thieves on a cross. He is the tree of life. Let me tell you about my treasure. He is consecrated forever and makes us sanctified forever by His precious blood. Let me tell you about my treasure. He is the minister of the sanctuary. He is the mediator of the New Testament. He is the high priest of good things to come. He is the Lion of Judah and the Lamb of God, slain for the sin of the world. He is the new and the living way. Let me tell you about my treasure. He was born contrary to the laws of birth. He lived contrary to the laws of life. He healed contrary to the laws of medicine. He was tried and condemned contrary to the laws of justice, and He rose contrary to natural death, contrary to the laws of death and the grave. He ascended contrary to the laws of gravity, and He is coming back again contrary to the expectation of the world. Let me tell you about my treasure. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the great shepherd of all the sheep.
He is the holder of the keys. He is the amen. He is the final word. He is the only one qualified to open the books of God. He is the expression of the heart of God. His love has no limits. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundaries known unto men. Out of His infinite riches, He gives and He gives and He gives again. Let me tell you about my treasure. He is our nearest kinsman, and He is qualified to redeem us. He is the Word made flesh, the honey of the rock. He is high and lifted up. He is the lily of the valley and the bright and morning star, the fairest of 10,000. He is more precious than gold. He's the glory and the lifter of our heads. He is the righteous judge. He is the refuge for the oppressed. He doesn't forget the cry of the humble. He bore our sorrow and carried our grief. He was despised and rejected of men, and now He controls the destiny of the nations. Let me tell you about my treasure. The kingdoms of this world are going to become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and forever. He is our portion and our inheritance. His garments smell as sweet myrrh, and His breath is as sweet apples. He is a very present help in time of trouble. Let me tell you about my treasure. He hides us under the shadow of His wings, and He keeps us as the apple of His eye. He is our high tower. He makes the hills shake, the mountains melt, and the heavens bow. He pulled back the curtain of eternity and stepped out on the stage of time for one brief moment, and then stepped back again into eternity. Let me tell you about my treasure. But in one, the seal of the faith. Give Him a hand clap of praise. Amen. That's my treasure. That's where my heart is. My heart is there. It's in my treasure. He's my treasure. Let me tell you about my treasure. Oh my. Well, glory. Glory to God and shame on the devil. Amen. Lift up your head. Your redemption's drawing nigh. Because your treasure's going to show up. Amen? Let me tell you about my treasure. He sealed the fate of every man and fixed the destiny of every woman and man, boy and girl. He will light my candle because He is the light of life. He is the branch and the root of Jesse. He makes the crooked path straight and the rough places plain. Let me tell you about my treasure. He split history and divided the ages. He is the greatest teacher the world has ever known. He is the baptizer of the Holy Ghost. He preserves the faithful. He is the resurrection and the life. He spoke and framed the world. He makes our way perfect and makes our feet like the feet of hinds. He causes us to walk in high places. He is able to comfort, guide, and bless. He spoke and the heavens unrolled themselves and the galaxies were born. He spoke and the streams and the rivers wound their way across the earth. The rose began to blush and the violets cast their fragrance and the birds began to sing. Let me tell you about my treasure. Colors wove themselves into a rainbow. He spoke and a handful of dust became a living soul. He turned our mourning into dancing and girds us with gladness. Let me tell you about my treasure. His voice is powerful upon the waters, full of majesty. Like thunder, He breaks the cedars. He divides the flames. He shakes the wilderness. He makes the hinds to calf. He makes the forest to bloom. He sets the mountains in their place. He calms the seas. His voice shook the earth and melted the hills. His voice is as the sound of many waters. He spoke and calmed the storm and calmed the sea. Let me tell you about my treasure. He spoke and gave life to the dead. He brought healing to the sick. He brought strength to the weak and forgiveness to the sinner. Let me tell you about my treasure. Herod could not kill Him. The Pharisees could not confound Him. Satan could not trick Him. Sickness could not withstand Him. Devils could not stay near Him. The waves could not drown Him. The rabble could not disturb Him. Death could not corrupt Him. Hell could not keep Him. The grave could not hold Him. Gravitation could not restrain him, and God has highly exalted him and given my treasure a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to the glory of God the Father. Woo. Give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. Yes. Woo. I'm not done yet. Let me tell you about my treasure. He led captivity captive and he gave gifts to men. He brought a stream out of a rock and he fed the people for 40 years in the wilderness. He fed 5,000 with a few loaves and a few fishes. He is the Savior to the lost, healing to the sick. He is the hearing to the deaf and sight to the blind. He is cleansing to the leper and strength to the weak. He is comfort to the oppressed. Let me tell you about my treasure. He is hope to the hopeless and help to the helpless. He is the brother of the friendless and a friend to the brotherless. He is life to the dead. He is infinite, eternal, glorious, and full of majesty. One day in His courts is better than 1,000 in the courts of the wicked. Hadn't you rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than spend eternity in the tents of the wicked? Let me tell you about my treasure. He is the covenant-keeping, covenant-keeping God. Keeping covenant with covenant breakers. He is sweeter than all the flowers. He is the lover of our soul and the keeper of our hearts. He is music to the poet and a song to the worshiper. His name has been whispered by thousands upon thousands of dying men on the battlefields of the ages. His name has been the battle cry for those who have fought for righteousness and truth. His name has been carried to hundreds of countries in this world that have never heard the name of Jesus Christ by faithful men and women, our missionaries, that are suffering and sacrificing today to tell those dear lost people about their treasure. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the ruler of every nation and any nation that will come. And every one of us will bow to Him. My friends, my treasure's name is Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the soon coming King. I want every head bowed and every eye closed. My treasure. My treasure. My treasure. Where's your treasure? I could have went on another 1,000 years, I believe. My, my. What a treasure Jesus is. And you know what? God wants to give you that treasure. Your gift. For God so loved the world that He gave. My, my. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ.